that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hey!
Deja vu.
Again. It's 2 weeks in a row. Actually, it's actually probably closer to 3 weeks in a row, to be honest with you.
We probably should mind our candor because this is not a happy occasion.
No. No, this is not a happy occasion.
Nope.
Although, we wouldn't have to have deja vu if we had a producer.
There we go. So,
there it is.
It's regrettable that we have to inform you that... due to time and attendance, we have had to let Scapegoat go.
It's sad.
Yep.
But
like any gig.
That's right.
If you can't meet the requirements of the gig, you know, then you get let go. That's what happens.
Listen, me and Big Kev have been through this a couple times before.
Couple times.
Sadly, it feels like this is inevitable.
Sometimes it feels that way. I had a good feeling about this young man.
I did too when we first started, but I took another look through his performance folder earlier before
I did
the
too.
Show.
That's pretty funny.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Yeah. Sheesh. A couple of things there were good.
You can't say those kinds of things to the personnel that work on the show behind the scenes.
On a few of his performance reviews, I saw some expected more ratings,
yep.
which are not good.
And at least twice, my hot tea with lemon, not hot enough.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Couple of things like
so
that.
So, it happens.
It does happen.
But. We're putting it out there.
There you
go. Like we always do.
Uh-huh.
We are looking for a new producer.
That's correct.
Here at Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So, if you're interested, you could submit your resumes to BigKevsGeekStuff@gmail.com. Serious applicants only.
Yes, serious applicants only.
Right. But, with that being said.
We should move forward.
We should move forward.
I have this to say.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday.
To whom?
To the show.
Oh, yes. It is our birthday.
That's
it
right.
It is our birthday. 9 years.
9 years. We are entering the decade.
That's right.
The end of the first decade of this program.
It's been 9 years.
what's that supposed to? We've done a lot of stuff in 9 years.
We have done a lot of stuff in 9 years.
A lot of stuff.
And we have a lot of stuff going on, like in the next couple of months. We're a busy program.
Oh, we are indeed.
We have a live show for Free Comic Book Day coming up.
We have actually two appearances.
That's right.
Day.
And we've got, I'll be at Geek Flea, so we have that coming up.
You'll
be reporting from Celebration.
That's
so
correct.
We have that coming up.
I'll be at Celebration. I will also be on, I think I will be on Toy Break.
Nice.
I wonder if, should I wear a Toy Break show on their show? Because George wears our shirt.
Do you have one?
No.
Well, that's a problem.
So just get a t-shirt and write Toy Break
that's
on it.
That's it. Just a white, like,
awful.
No frills t-shirt.
Awful marker.
That's it. Just big honking black
just
marker.
Like, just like and have like the Y backwards.
There you go.
You know. It's awful.
Draw a tiny little Lego brick.
That's
somewhere on there.
Just bad Ewok drawing
on
there.
That's it.
That's terrible. You're a terrible. You're a terrible person.
I am a bad person sometimes.
But I'm gonna also be at Disneyland. So right. I'm gonna report to you on exciting things happening in
the
Disneyland.
Haps.
Yep.
From Disneyland.
There is a lot of stuff going on.
There is a lot of stuff going on.
So we don't want to wallow in the self-pity of losing our producer. We want to celebrate.
That's right.
The fabulous 9 years. Now, let me ask you a question, OG.
Yes.
Are we going to have a 10th anniversary party?
Well, that remains to be seen.
I'm just saying, I think that's a thing.
Well, here's the problem.
10 years.
We have to figure out a way to top the episode, which cannot be named.
You mean in the sense that we would be able to talk about this one?
Well, that would be a good start.
That would be a good start.
You know, we're still seeing like some dust settle from that. We get correspondence every once in a while.
Okay. Let's just let it go.
I know. It's
We finally got Cornboy to let it go.
That's right. We did.
So maybe we should let it go.
I think we got him to let it go. I don't think he listens anymore. I'm putting it out there.
That's not true.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I haven't heard from him in a while, you know.
That's
so
not
things
true.
Got a little hairy. Maybe he's not listening. I don't know.
That's not true. They have some exciting stuff that they're working
they
on.
They do.
Those figures that they have coming out.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
Awesome.
I cannot wait to talk about those.
I know.
And I think... Did he tell me? I think that there was some more Power Lords coming as well.
That's not what he said at Toy Fair, I don't think, unless something has changed recently.
I think there was one more, maybe like colorway.
Oh, okay, maybe
or something.
Maybe because the molds are already
maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
that's possible. I don't think any new sculpts are coming though.
I don't think so. Which makes room, of course, for the project that they should be doing,
Magma Core.
Nice. So. See if that happens.
But let's move forward with some of the other.
Let's try to make it through this happy yet sad occasion.
Yes. I wasn't going to bring this up first, but since you mentioned that you'd be in Disneyland and this kind of is a follow-up to something we discussed last week, Disney not wasting any time announcing their next animation to live action adaptation with Mulan.
Oh, really?
Now, here's the thing about Mulan. Out of all the things they've chosen to live action adapt, that one might make the most sense.
It's a Japanese war movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Samurai
really
era
epic.
War movie? That's like, it's like Akira Kurosawa shit, man.
Yeah.
I hope they get that done.
That could be pretty awesome, actually.
No casting announced yet.
No, just the project announced.
Wild speculations all over the place about who should play who.
I'm sure.
But they don't have the luxury now of, with all due respect, like, they don't have the luxury of just casting voices here.
No.
You know, so Harvey Fierstein will probably not be reprising his role.
I don't think Eddie Murphy will be playing the dragon, for example.
Yeah, but you don't know there.
Hey, maybe.
We don't know how they're handling the dragon.
Very true.
They
Very
could go
true.
A whole like realistic route.
There's a lot of ways they can go with that. There's a lot that they can do with an adaptation of Mulan.
So there's also that. And then there's also, wasn't it like Donny Osmond?
I think so.
Was the singing part of the lead guy?
Of the lead guy, yeah.
So you
I
know.
Don't remember who did the girl, but
I do.
Who?
It was Lea Salonga.
Was it her? Did she do just the singing, or did she do the actual character as well?
I believe she did just the singing.
All right.
Because remember, in those days, they were still splitting it up because they had the one I remember specifically was Aladdin.
Yeah.
Because I got to see Aladdin like 3 months before it came out.
Right.
With the kid, Brad, I can't remember his name now, who did the singing part for Aladdin.
Uh-huh.
But there was also the kid from Full House who I think did the voice.
That did the voice work.
Of
right.
Aladdin, yeah. Brad, the hell was that kid's
Something
name?
Something or other.
Yeah, it'll come to me.
Speaking of voices and Disney and all that stuff, I heard The Rock.
Brad Kane? I think it's Brad Kane.
Is it Brad Kane?
Yeah.
The Rock signed on for one of the next Disney animated projects today.
Oh,
Manoa,
yeah?
Manoa. It looks like it's a Hawaiian-themed movie. Not Stitch. Not in the Lilo and Stitch verse, but...
That's the next live action.
Yeah. Lilo and Stitch. Nice.
See, they pull that one off.
When are they bringing that to Broadway?
Yeah. As soon as they can make that Stitch work.
Exactly. So yeah, so there you go. The Rock, you know, spreading his wings,
getting around,
doing a little bit for everybody.
The Rock, by the way,
yes.
This may be a little too throwbacky for you.
Okay.
Buddy of mine loaned me his access to the WWE Network.
Last
Sunday, where I tuned in while I was doing other things. I had on in the background WrestleMania.
Yes, that happened this past weekend. I heard,
and it was terrible.
That's what I heard.
And the worst part about it is, it's just, you just remember how good it used to be,
right?
And then all the guys now mostly look the same,
right?
There aren't really any great characters. So what happens? The Rock shows up.
Of course.
The whole place. And now I'm paying attention.
Right.
And of course, it's the best thing.
A match or was it just mic work?
No, it was mic work between him and Triple H.
Yeah. So, right. I was going to say, when your main event is an elderly shaved gorilla versus an old hobo in face paint, you've got problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got problems.
Yeah, it's Sting. Bad. Oh my God! That wasn't even the main event.
Oh, I thought that was Brock was the main event. No, right?
Brock and somebody you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Is going. I mean,
Roman Reigns. Was
Roman Reigns. Yeah. Which is unfamiliar. I'm unfamiliar. The Hall of Fame inductees were interesting, including Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Which, and then of course Triple H has a huge Terminator entrance.
Of course.
I mean, could you be more of a whore, Vince McMahon? Nothing. What on earth would Arnold Schwarzenegger be in the Hall of Fame for? What did he? Did he show up at one Raw?
I was gonna say,
one time?
Did he even do? Did he?
You
do
remember
something?
What was the movie he was promoting? We made so much fun of that year.
Did he promote a movie?
Was that pre you? I don't think that was.
I don't
pre
know.
You. It was.
Was it End of
it
Days?
It was End of Days. Yeah, okay. You remember all the jokes we used to make?
Yeah, I do remember.
Wow, it's like Kane is from another place, like hell. And speaking of hell, come and see my new movie, End of Days.
Now I remember. Oh, boo.
That was that kind of whoring that was going on. But that said, I mean, overall, it was. I thought it was really.
It was a WWE event.
But a bad one.
Sure.
But I hope they turn it around. I just don't see how they're gonna. I think you and I and others. Oh, I spoke to the bad mother Knocker by the
way. Oh, nice.
And I think I'll be having dinner with him maybe next week. But the point of it is that I think you and I, as far as pro wrestling goes, we lived through the glory days.
We lived through the heyday.
We were literally in the glory days.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we didn't know. It was just what it was.
Right.
But now, looking back, it was definitely the glory days.
And the glory days spanned quite a period. I mean, I lived through Hogan and Andre right through Stone Cold and The Rock. And
sure.
Price check on a dummy.
All that
good stuff.
And then, and then I don't know, it just like... It really
Triple H came back, got married to Stephanie McMahon, and everything went downhill
fast.
They
now run the company.
Yes, I know.
So there's no Mr. McMahon character anymore. It's funny.
Anyway. Let's move forward.
Yes, sir.
Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg going to direct an adaptation of Ready Player One.
I feel like I should know what Ready Player One is. Is that
it's
the
amazing.
Novel?
It is.
It is.
So I finally read it.
Okay.
Like, I finished it yesterday afternoon, and I started it Monday morning.
Wow.
That kind of thing. Day and a half.
Oh.
Blew through.
Oh, I was like, wait, yesterday was... Yeah.
Day and a half it took me to blow through it.
Wow.
It's kind of like, what if Tron and The Matrix got together in your mother's basement to play D&D while on coke laced with acid?
Wow.
That's how I would explain Ready Player One.
Do you have an actual copy of this book or virtual?
No, I have an actual. I have both.
Oh, you do?
I have both.
That good? Can I borrow that if you're done?
You can.
It?
You can borrow the actual copy.
All right.
Give it to you before you leave the studio this afternoon. No, seriously, though, it's a great book. And if you're any type of gamer with any sort of appreciation for the 80s... and even a little beyond,
right?
There's no way you will not enjoy this book. I mean, it's when major plot points in the book are things like Zork, Russia's 2112. I'm trying to think of some of the other bizarre things. It's
all in there.
It's all in there. Do you have any idea what the story is about?
I have no idea.
So
I remember when the book came out. I remember reading a review of it in Entertainment Weekly.
Right.
That's so, all I remember about
it. So it's like a dystopian future where civilization
isn't.
Yeah, where civilization is kind of like on the fritz. It's not like blown up Mad Max, right, but it's not so good. And
has there ever been a pleasant future movie?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, the future is fucked. Yeah. And the premise is that pretty much most of society, when not in the real world, spend their time in the Oasis, which started out as an MMO, but pretty much became Second Life.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it all takes place inside that game / world, most of it. And there's this big, like, Easter egg hunt, not like actual Easter eggs, but a hunt for something a la an Easter egg.
Sure.
And it's just a great, it's a great fun read. It's a little simplistic at times.
Right.
But the simplicity of it makes it just enjoyable. Like, you never get bogged down in, some of the traps that people write themselves into when they're trying to be too prolific.
Yeah.
You know, it's just enough to be like silly.
But not enough to be annoying.
But not enough to be annoying. I'm actually going back and listening to the audiobook now.
Oh.
Because it's narrated by Will Wheaton.
Oh, Will Wheaton.
And I want to pick up on some of the nuances that I might have missed reading it. So, but it's really good. Okay. Spielberg is going to direct it. I have no idea how they're going to do this movie. It's physically impossible, I think, to adapt this movie. I can't imagine how they're going to get the rights to everything they need to get the rights to.
It's Spielberg.
I know that. But, Kev, when I tell you, they need the rights to everything, all the music, all of the films, animation, all from the 80s, from every single
look at the Lego movie.
I know, I'm just saying,
look at the, I mean, it happens.
The other thing I have a concern is there's a pretty decent reveal in the movie that will be spoiled through casting choices, I feel, and that's going to be kind of sad. Because it's a great reveal.
Okay. Maybe they'll figure out a way.
I really hope they figure out a way to keep it a secret.
Okay.
But that's coming.
Okay.
Anders Walter is going to direct an adaptation of Joe Kelly's I Kill Giants.
Friend of this program, Joe Kelly.
Produced by Chris Columbus with his Ocean Blue Entertainment 1492 Pictures. I am not familiar with I Kill Giants. I know it, but I haven't read it.
I have an omnibus
of
it somewhere because it was not an ongoing series.
It was a graphic novel, self-contained, about a young misfit girl battling both real and imagined monsters in her life.
Uh-huh.
The art, Joe Kelly's, the art is beautiful. It's fantastic. So, I mean, I don't know how it's going to translate, but
I hope
it translates well.
If I dig out that omnibus, I will loan it to you. I read it. It's great.
Nice.
I feel like it's a while ago now.
Hey, I feel like it's older.
Joe Kelly's book that I would like to see them adapt is Four Eyes.
Okay.
Do you remember that one?
I don't
It was
at
an
all.
Image book. Little kid gets a dragon.
Oh, I do remember, that. Yeah, yeah.
That one I think would be a great movie.
Well, who knows? Maybe if this does well,
Joe Kelly's work will be optioned.
You never know. You know how these things work.
I haven't seen Joe in a while. I should drop him a line.
Last week, we talked about some Preacher casting.
Oh.
And we said that...
Still no Preacher cast.
The show would be made or braid based on the casting... made or broken based on the casting of Preacher.
Yes.
And Cassidy. And they have their Cassidy.
Oh, no.
Joseph Gilgan is the dude's name.
Let me see a picture.
Actually, I think he's really good. I don't know him because I think he's done a lot of BBC work. The Misfits and some other stuff. Just based on appearance alone, I think he certainly could look like Cassidy. I don't know. I don't know his acting work, but I'm interested.
I've seen this guy in something else. Shoot, I can't remember what. Okay, so, I'm not upset, but still no Preacher.
Still no Preacher. Well, that's got to be the toughest one to... that's got to be the toughest one to cast. And they misstepped, as far as I'm concerned, and I hope that I'm proven wrong, but they misstepped with Tulip. So I hope they don't misstep with
Jesse.
With Jesse, yeah.
I'm a little scared.
I have a weird amount of faith.
If you had to pick anybody, who would you pick?
I don't know. I'm not trying to weasel out. I don't know who would fit that role.
I'd say a Buffy era Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, maybe.
Not now because he's all pudged out.
Yeah.
But
yeah, maybe.
Actually, you're wrong. You know who I would choose?
Who?
Oh, I wish I could remember. Oh, Billy Burke. Is it Billy Burke? He was the star of, what was that show you hated on NBC when all the power went out?
Oh, everywhere. Revolution.
Yeah. Okay. He was the star of Revolution. That guy would be great in that role.
All right.
I also think he would make a great, like, younger Han Solo, although I think he's getting up there in age. Yeah. Maybe too much to do that. But I think he would be a great Custer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's got to be tough. It's got to be tough for them to find someone, I guess.
I knew I had somebody in my mind for that. I couldn't remember. And it just popped in there. That's what happens when you're almost as old as you, OG.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm getting up there in years. X-Men Apocalypse has recruited a newcomer who I have no idea who she is, Lana Condor, as their Jubilee. Jubilationly, a.k.a. Jubilee, is coming to the X-Men universe. She was in, was she not in one of the X-Men movies? Like
Jubilee?
Like, yeah, wasn't she like just in the school, but no major role?
She might have been.
I seem to remember the yellow jacket.
Yeah. Yeah.
The very first one.
I don't know if it was the first one. It was at one point. Yeah. There was a girl with a yellow jacket, right? Yeah. And everybody was like, Jubilee. It
must be Jubilee. Yeah.
But it's the same thing. Like Kitty Pride ran through a wall in the first one, but it wasn't like, hey, you know,
I have no idea. I have no idea what else she's been in, how Bryan Singer knows her, but, I guess she looks like Jubilee, I guess. She's
picture.
You know, I'm sorry. I don't
Has
have
she
one
done now. Anything?
I don't know. That's what I mean. They're calling her newcomer. I tried looking her up and I didn't see anything. I saw one or two small things that I didn't recognize.
Well,
so
okay.
Somebody Good saw something that they liked in her and Good. Look, maybe she'll nail the role. I hope she does.
I think it's going to be a minor character anyway, but that's fine.
We'll see. Let's talk about character reveals.
Uh-oh.
Images.
Oh boy.
Of characters that have been released this past week or leaked this past week. We'll start with the boring one of the week. An image of Jesse Eisenberg as a bald guy was released and everybody got crazy.
Oh my God, he looks bald.
Yeah, I like Jesse Eisenberg. I actually think he might be a good Luther, but...
He won't be a good Luther.
But who cares about that image? It's a bald guy.
He won't be a good Luther. Can we just stop? Yeah. Can we just stop? He's not going to be a good Luther. He's, what is he, 24 years old? He's not going to be a good Luther.
Everybody is young in this film. This is like Superman in Gang. I'm picturing the Little Rascals, but with DC superheroes.
What? Scotty Young presents
That's right.
all the Warner Brothers movies?
That's right.
I'm sick of it. What was the next one? Unless you had something else to add.
No.
Got it.
I don't understand why everybody goes so crazy about
this. Lex Luthor's bald, Jesse's bald, everybody's bald.
The Thing. Did you see that picture?
No.
It's from the upcoming Fantastic Four film. It was in an international banner. Some dude in Japan or China took a picture of himself in front of the banner, and the banner has The Thing. You see his face. So... Think Neverending Story.
Oh, I did see this picture.
Think Rockbiter, yes. But orange.
Right.
That's what he looks
Not
like.
Not enough definition.
You look like a Rockbiter.
Uh-huh.
Exactly like a Rockbiter.
Another nail in the coffin.
Here's the funniest part about that story. As soon as everybody got done bitching about the fact that he looked awful, which... I didn't see anybody excited about it, and I could be wrong, and maybe you're excited about it. And if you're excited about the way the Thing looks, or even Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, you can give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
The stories that immediately followed the I hate the way he looks was this is how Fox is mishandling this situation. And it was Fox should have immediately released an official image so that we could see him not in the banner.
Right.
And then a couple hours later, or even the next morning, it was like Fox isn't releasing an official image because they have no confidence in the movie.
Yeah.
Which pretty much probably could be the case.
Yep.
So there you go.
It's awesome.
Rockbiter.
Couldn't just let it go, could you, Fox?
Rockbiter. NBC has announced NBC has announced its next musical.
Uh-huh.
After the hotly stinky trash fest that was Peter Pan. You can ease on down the road with their production of The Wiz.
I'm just saying, I still fantasize about that Peter Pan.
And I still say that you, much like the thing, are a rock fighter.
Peter, you're a girl. And you have an awesome body.
Like
Sorry.
A boy. That's, so, yes.
It's not like a boy.
It's like a boy. So, The Wiz.
The Wiz.
The Wiz was rumored pretty early on. It was Music Man and The Wiz were the two that I heard almost immediately.
Wiz was also one that got brought up right after Sound of Music. So it was in the running last time.
Yeah. Whew. How are they going to do this?
You know, I am maybe one of the only people on the planet who actually really, really likes the Wiz movie.
Right.
With Diana Ross and Michael Jackson and
Nipsey
Russell.
For what it is, it's okay.
Mabel King, Richard Pryor. I know the whole cast.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't say I love it, but I certainly don't hate it.
It was directed by Quincy Jones, if I recall.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. But it's like, I thought for what it was in the time period and so on and so forth, I thought it was really terrific.
Yeah.
Really great. If they get any of that kind of production value onto this program, one, I'll be amazed. And two, I'll be pleasantly surprised when I, of course, watch it like you do.
Right.
And tweet out how bad it is to everybody.
Look, it's all going to... I think the production and all that stuff will be there. It's all going to depend on the casting.
It's so,
who plays what?
It's well, what's her name? Who's the hot? I always forget her name now. Was she on Scandal? I can't remember her name. They're going to get her for something, I'm sure. Probably not Dorothy, but
I don't know.
Maybe one of the witches.
Going to be interesting.
Oh, I can't remember her name.
Will Smith is a Tin Man?
No, I think you got to go.
I know.
Get a little more B-level.
Yeah, I know. I was being jokey in a weird way. Well, since I brought up Will Smith and he is playing Deadshot in the upcoming Suicide Squad, SKAWD, if you follow the hashtag on Twitter or Instagram, you give a fuck.
Hey, you know that other Will Smith Margot Robbie movie did really well.
Adwale. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
The chick from 12 Years a Slave?
No.
Okay,
no.
The guy from 12 Years a Slave?
He was in Thor the Dark World. He played Kurz in Thor the Dark World.
Kurz.
He was on Lost, I think, for a couple episodes.
Oh, yeah.
He has been cast as Killer Croc in the upcoming Suicide Squad movie.
Awesome.
So there you go.
So he'll be providing the voice.
How many more shitty characters
can you cram? To the CG-generated Killer Croc.
Killer Croc is not a shitty character. But how many more characters can you cram into this movie that a lot of people are not familiar with and so will not care about?
Let's see. Many?
Let's stick with the good DC television universe.
Supergirl!
No.
Constantine.
The spin-off show, the third CW show.
Uh-oh.
In that DC universe that we've been hearing a lot about in the last couple of weeks that still has not been named, but everybody and their daughter has been cast in.
Adam.
Yes, he's going to be on the show.
Uh-huh.
I think that it's going to end up being some version of the JSA, is my opinion. But
really?
This past week, they added two more characters, Rip Hunter to the show, and Hawk Girl to the show.
Hawk Girl?
Hawk Girl.
How they do that?
No idea. Be interesting. Certainly going to be interesting. Look, I still like those shows. This past week's episode of The Flash was holy shit again.
Uh-huh.
And four more episodes left in the season looks great. Arrows tonight looks great. So I have faith in them. And everybody else that's on the show that has already been introduced
right. In
the DC Flash universe is good.
Right.
Captain Cold.
Captain Cold's a villain.
I understand.
Adam?
Not Firestorm, although Firestorm's there. Adam, Canary, Heatwave. Is Heatwave the flame? Yeah, I think it's Heatwave. Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty excited for it.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited for it. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes. And then the last thing I have in the news.
Well, then I have one.
Batman 66.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
I'm sorry, before we do this,
yes.
If you have not seen, if you do not watch The Flash, it is worthwhile to go back and watch this past week's episode of The Flash. even if you have never seen another episode of the show.
Why?
Because Mark Hamill, Mark Hamill comes back as the trickster.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Really?
It's awesome. His I mean, first of all, because what's his name is on the show too, John Wesley Shipp. And the way they work it into the story. So for those of you that don't know, in the book, there's currently two tricksters.
Right.
There's the old trickster, and there's like this new protege trickster.
Right.
That's how they play it on the show.
Okay.
And they use all the old footage from the show.
From the Flash show?
From the old Flash show.
Uh-huh.
For the news caps and stuff of
right.
this, of in this show.
So
it's great.
Let me ask you a question.
Great.
Who stopped the old trickster?
They didn't say who.
Okay.
It wasn't a version of the Flash.
Right.
He was just arrested and captured.
Right.
Because he doesn't have superpowers. He's just kind of a
yeah.
dickhead.
Right.
So they just captured him and they have him in like some supermax type prison.
Right.
And then, you know, the young protege comes in and breaks him out and chaos ensues.
Interesting.
But Mark Hamill reprising that role.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You put that down before you talked
about
it.
I did, but I don't need to look at it. the Batman 66 animated movie.
Animated movie?
I believe it is a movie.
I thought it was going to be a series.
No, I think it is a movie.
Oh.
I think it's part of the Disney animated, a feature-length animated movie in 2016. We'll see Adam West and Burt Ward reprising their roles as Batman and Robin. And recently, they announced Julie Newmar coming back as the voice of Catwoman. So there you go.
Well, that's about all the living ones that are left.
Yeah, Frank Gorshin isn't around.
Dead.
Cesar Romero is not around.
Dead.
Who else?
Vincent Price. Dead.
Dead. Who was Vincent Price?
Egghead.
Oh, yeah.
Burgess Meredith.
The Penguin. Dead. Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, no one else is around.
I'm just trying to think of who else we're missing.
I don't know.
There's a million. Roddy McDowell was Bookworm, dead.
But who cares? Catwoman will be the villain. That's fine. I'm all right with that.
Oh, that's very interesting.
I just love that Batman 66 has gone through this like renaissance.
I know. It's amazing.
Of sorts. Between the toys, the comics,
the licensing, the merch. And it's not only that it's happening, it's that it's being widely accepted
and
by
loved,
anybody.
Beloved.
Oh, my God. So many people getting nostalgia, so many generations.
I might be way wrong on this, but I thought that Burt Ward and Adam West did not get on.
There was a time.
Oh, have they since mended that?
Oh, yeah, but that was a long... That was before they started doing conventions and stuff.
Okay. Okay. Because I seem to remember going to, like, Big Apple shows where Burt Ward would be there and would not have always nice things to say about Adam West.
Yeah, but
like at Penn Plaza Pavilion, like those shows,
but,
you know what I mean?
But that was
but it was like
really,
the 90s.
Yeah,
sure.
It was before. Yeah, they hashed that out because
I didn't know that.
Their
so.
Dual appearances
bring in buku bucks.
I'm sure they get much more money for, you know,
the two of them sitting together
and Julie Newmar and all them, and they're all handled.
Right.
Do you know this? Did I ever share this with you? By the woman that played Wilma Deering on the 80s Buck Rogers show. She was also on Silver Spoons. I cannot remember her name. She's like their like handler, like their booker.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's like what she does now. Like
sure.
She books old TV people for cons.
Yeah.
Cannot remember her name.
Monster Mania.
Yeah, exactly.
Chiller.
Yeah, totally. Can't remember her name, but that's what she does.
Super Mega Fest.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I saw it. That's the only time I've actually met Adam West in person. Do you remember that?
No, you met him at You met him at you definitely met him at a Big Apple con.
Are you sure I did?
Yes.
Because I remember Super Mega Fest. It was in
Rutherford. Yeah.
And he came down with his shirt. Miss Button?
Yeah, yeah.
With the martini glass?
Yeah, yeah.
About an hour late for his appearance? Woo!
No, we definitely met him at a Big Apple con, and the reason I know this was because...
Oh, that's when you got him to sign the Mayor West figure.
The Mayor West figure.
Yep.
It was the first one that he had ever seen, and
I
it was the first one that he ever signed.
Yes.
I wish he had wrote that on there.
I do remember that now. One of one.
Yep.
But, you said you had something else for this
oh,
first
yeah.
segment.
Oh, yeah. So, one of the announcements, I guess, that... maybe you didn't hear was that there will be a new Star Wars trailer in front of Age of Ultron.
Was that confirmed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't bring it up because I didn't know that it was confirmed. And
I
didn't want to.
Well, I heard that it was confirmed. So we'll see if that's actually a thing.
Right.
Which does give me hope because
that means you might see
that's
it at Celebration.
2 weeks after Celebration. So I can't imagine that they won't show it
They'll
at Celebration
screen it for all of you a couple days.
In addition,
early.
They've added the director of Rogue One.
Yes, Rian Johnson, right?
As a guest. Yeah. So maybe we'll find out what the hell that's all about.
That would be nice.
Even if it's broad strokes, even if it's just
anything,
any piece of information, we would be grateful for it.
That would be nice.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk a little bit more about Star Wars Celebration in segment two.
Oh.
This evening. Actually, okay. We're going to talk a lot about Star Wars in segment two this evening.
Okay.
But of course, that means we are going to take our first break right now.
Yes, OG, we will take that break and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 300 and something.
67.
67. Which apparently we really never named.
I don't even remember the name. Did we have a name?
Happy birthday. Happy ninth birthday.
That's it. Happy birthday.
There you go.
All right. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
Hey, Kev, I just got a new bag of Cadbury Mini Eggs, my favorite Easter candy. They're solid milk chocolate eggs with a crisp sugar shell. Check out these ingredients, of which I'm going to read for you right now. Milk chocolate, sugar, milk, cocoa butter, chocolate lactose, soy lechitin, PGPR, emulsifiers, artificial and natural flavors, sugar, contains 2% less cornstarch, gum acacia, artificial colors, yellow 5, blue 2, red 40, yellow 6, lake, and blue 2 lake, and ethyl vanillin, artificial flavors. Cadbury Mini Eggs.
Available for a limited time.
Available at a store near you.
Worst commercial gimmick ever.
Hey, this is John Wesley Shipp, The Flash, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 367. Happy birthday!
Yay, we're 9!
Yay, we are 9!
You're going to start noticing some changes on your Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Big Kev's Geek Stuff will have hair where it didn't have hair before.
Oof. All right, let's get right into it. You know, we haven't had a lot of product the past couple of weeks.
Oh?
Just because that's kind of how it happens sometimes.
Yes.
But we do have some product that I wanted to talk about tonight. Let's start with Celebration. Funko has announced its first batch of...
Batch
of Celebration exclusives. Awesome. And this is its first batch of exclusives, which means it has more, planned.
Remind me, I have one to add to the list that is not a Celebration, but a Disney exclusive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There are 5 Funko exclusive that they've announced so far.
Okay, go.
E-3PO. That's like the silvery C-3PO. Right. Unmasked Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought they had done already, but I guess not. R2-Q5.
Right.
Which is the black astromech droid, I believe.
Uh-huh.
A shock trooper with the red markings.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a Toy Tokyo exclusive, R2-R9. Has been announced. So there you go. Funko with its first batch. Who else has exclusives lined up so far? Does Hasbro have anything?
Everybody has exclusives.
Okay.
I don't know that. No. Hasbro, by the way, news.
Yeah.
No panel at Celebration. No panel.
Because they're probably still on a media blackout to announce anything.
For the first time.
But you know what? I don't blame them in this regard. They're probably on media blackout. Everything they're planning is episode 7.
Yes, but when you say we'll have more to say at Celebration and then you cancel your panel.
I know.
It makes you look bad.
I know. But that could be from a lot of different places that's coming from.
I get it. There's also a rumor, very heavy rumor, that both, prepare yourself, that both the Rebels line and the Saga Legends lines have been canceled.
Which is amazing, because I've still never seen a Rebels figure with the actual Rebels logo on the new card at retail. I've never seen it. I saw one Sabine figure once. That was it.
Wait.
I'm sorry. I saw R2 and...
Oh, my God.
I saw R2 and 3PO.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. Those are the two figures.
I saw a Sabine and didn't buy it. I'll break you. It's the only one I need.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Where?
I saw it at... it was probably a month ago.
Go get it.
Toys R Us and Elizabeth. I'll go back this week. I'll check.
No, they're gone.
Because I got to go to Hot Topic over there this week anyway. So
Why?
Because they have the Orphan Black Funko Pop pieces, and I really want at least one or two of them. So.
Right. The wave that Sabine is in is like, it's the mystery wave. Like, if you saw it, it's
she was just up on Hasbro Toy Shop last week, too.
For literally 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then sold out. Also, the other hot one right now is the Jedi Temple Guard, which is a Saga Legends figure.
Right,
gone everywhere.
For those keeping track, I still need a chopper. So if you're out there and you see a chopper, get me a chopper. get me to the chopper. Chopper.
Yo.
Chopper.
I am going to Celebration.
I understand.
I'm sure someone will have a chopper.
There's 2 weeks before Celebration. So that's 2 weeks to get me one. If not, your plan B.
Everybody is signing from Rebels except Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, that's interesting.
But he's there.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah. He wasn't on the page.
Huh.
So I don't know why that is, but that was really strange. Anyway, as you can see, I'm starting to get my plans together. What else, Funko?
So this is... No, nothing else Funko.
Oh, okay.
And this is not Celebration related.
Okay.
This is just... I'm the contrarian this week in this next bit of Star Wars toy related news.
Imagine that.
I'm not always the contrarian when it comes to Star Wars related things. No, oftentimes I'm the go along with it guy.
Not always.
I'm going out there and I'm saying I don't like the Square Enix PlayArts Kai Star Wars figures.
Okay.
I don't like them.
Okay. That's fair.
A lot of people went apeshit bonkers crazy over them.
Uh-huh.
I don't like them. There's one thing I like about one figure, and there's one thing about the Vader figure that I like.
Right.
And it's the little bit of red force.
Right.
Like coming out of his hand with his hand like in the palms up.
Yeah.
That's it. They're too stylized for me.
That one I've seen is selling out.
Yeah.
So that's already sold out of a couple of places that I normally see them.
These things are going for $108 a piece, by the by.
How much?
$108. If you find one at...
100 and a quarter.
Yeah. 108 is suggested retail.
No, 100 and a quarter is suggested retail.
108 is suggested retail. I saw three sites listed as 108.
Wow.
But they're selling it for 125, 145, depending on what piece it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want the Trooper, Vader... there's three of them. I want the three of them. Will I get them? I don't know.
They're too stylized for me.
I get it.
I like the, and this might be the wrong word, but I like the simplicity of those designs of those characters. That classic simplistic look. I like that clean, simplistic look.
Right.
I don't need hyper stylized Star Wars figures. I saw someone commenting about the Darth Vader figure saying that it's so great because it actually looks like he could bend at the waist now and all those things. But you know what? I don't need him to bend at the waist.
Right.
Because he's an android and he's all mechanical from that point on. And he doesn't need to bend at the waist because he's Vader. He has the force. He can do what he wants.
I get that.
I'm kind of cool, but
it's nice to see. It's nice to see some of the different takes on the characters.
Sure.
So I kind of like this because it is in the same way that you don't like these.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the Batmans. The Batman.
Right. That they're doing. So my only difference with the Batmans is I feel like Batman has been kitchen sinked so many times.
Right.
In so many different costumes, armors, Elseworlds.
Right.
To me, that's just a natural extension of something that exists within the character already.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe the Stormtrooper is the exception. Maybe. But Boba Fett is Boba Fett.
Right.
And Vader is Vader.
Right.
And I don't need... for me personally, I don't... Now, that being said, the samurai versions...
Already ordered them.
...of Vader and the Trooper...
Already ordered them.
Now, see, those I make an exception for because I feel as though... Because of Lucas's inspiration.
Right. It's still appropriate.
It's okay.
And you know what, though? They've also retained
certain
the simpleness
yes.
of the design that correct. I think that you appreciate. So, yeah, those are an absolute. The Play Arts ones are still a maybe for me at this right. point. I'm waiting to see if they turn up in previews next month.
Okay.
There's a possibility that if they do that, they'll probably go a little bit wider than they're being talked about going now.
Right.
So I may decide to take the leap then. I'm definitely going to order the Stormtrooper. I think there's no doubt about
sure,
that.
Sure. And I understand that.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Right.
For the same reason I should order the Vader.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. But so I'm definitely ordering the Stormtrooper for that reason. Do I go Vader? Do I go Boba?
Right.
Those are still up in the air for me.
Yeah. The Star Wars pieces I'm really excited to see or learn more about, which we haven't heard anything about other than the announcement, is the 3A pieces.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on
I mean,
there.
Because those, for me, those can go two ways too. Those can go just as bad as the Play Arts one, which 3A puts out awesome toys, but if they get so caught up in the 3A
right.
style and, you know, venture so far away from the Star Wars style, but well, they could be really cool at the same time.
That's sir,
the, you know, the Iron Man piece is phenomenal. So.
I have to say, sir, as a proud owner of that Iron Man
yes.
piece, having purchased it from the 24-hour Toy Break
yes.
fundraiser, I have to say that I was really, really skeptical about 3A doing licensed product.
I hear you.
And I think the Iron Man is really good.
It is. It's really good, no doubt.
What I'm
the Doom is amazing. Holy shit.
What I'm concerned about
uh-huh.
with regards to Star Wars is availability.
Oh, well, yeah, it's 3A. It'll
that's
be sold out in 30 seconds to some guy in Germany.
That's what I'm scared
and you'll
of.
Never see one.
That's yeah. what I'm scared of.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to pay $300 yep. for an 8-inch figure or whatever it's going to be.
I feel
if it's going to be full size like this Iron Man one, of course, it's going to be great.
Right.
But that is the whole, the sum whole of my concern.
I hear
that.
You. And that's a fair, it's a, look, it's a fair concern.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else product-wise, but I realized there was something I skipped in the first segment that I wanted to mention real quick, unless you have something product you want to bring
nothing.
Up.
Next week, though, prepare for a product-heavy show.
Okay.
We got DC collectibles coming out our ears.
Nice, nice. Stephen Amell has been cast as Casey Jones in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. There you go. So, there it is.
Wow.
And with that, Big Kev, I hear the wrap-up music playing
no.
for Stephen Amell's career. I hope not. I hope not.
Oh, I don't hear that.
I hope not.
What I hear is the death knell. Wow. You were just going to glaze over that? But you love Arrow, and you love Teenage Mutant
yep,
Ninja
and guess
Turtles.
What? I don't. I love Arrow. I don't have to love that. I don't have to get the Casey Jones figure when it comes out.
You're going to get it.
No. It will depend on the design.
What's really great for you moving forward is seeing as there's not going to be any more Donatello
yeah.
figures.
Nope.
You're kind of cut loose from that.
Nope.
I'm telling you, he's not coming out of that coma.
Before we get into the plugs for this week's episode.
Yes.
We should, well, I guess this is kind of the plugs, but it's not the show plugs. It's the appearance typey plugs.
Oh.
Let's talk about Geek Flea coming up April 18th.
Yes.
So check out the link on the website for that. And check out the Facebook event for that. Uh-huh. I'll post links to both of those. And then on May 2nd, we will be at Time Warp. Right?
Time Warp Comics and Games.
For a brief amount of time.
Some portion of time.
Right. And then I believe from 1 to 3, confirmed,
right.
we will be at Eastside Mags in Montclair. And for that, we're actually going to be doing a live show.
Right.
So if you are local, come and hang out with us that day.
Well, we're going to tape a show.
Well, yeah. Well,
we're going to be there.
Well, it might be live.
Oh?
It might be live.
Why? Is your producer working?
I've actually circumvented him, considering the circumstances.
I see.
And I think we might be able to pull off live.
Wow.
But if not, we would love if you're local to come and hang out with us. It's
yeah.
a great opportunity to come and hang out with us and yep. spend some time. And if you've ever wanted to see a show or how we put together a show.
You
or
ever
want to
see,
ramble for a
if
couple
you ever
hours.
Want to see two, possibly three people.
That's right.
Stumbling around trying to put something down.
If we haven't found a new producer by then, live interviews on the show. That's what I propose.
Oh, there we go.
That's what I propose.
There's a bit.
So there you go.
That's really funny.
But don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at bkgeekstuff.com. Of course, don't forget the Amazon link. We appreciate all of your love and support, and for those of you who continue to use that.
Yes.
You can find us on Twitter at bkgeekstuff and at geekstuffog.
Uh-huh.
You could also call us at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And facebook.com/bkgeekstuff. YouTube uh-huh. is the same thing.
Yes.
And
we post a lot on that Facebook.
We do.
A lot of little tidbits that come by our way.
I think that's it. Is that it?
I think so.
We've gotten everything out of the way.
I think that's everything, yeah. So with that, OG, we're going to bring this episode, this happy birthday 9th episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. I cannot believe it's been 9 years.
Word.
God, I'm in shock by that a little bit. We're going to end this episode the way we end all episodes of Big Kev's Geek Stuff by saying good night, Roger Sliffer, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Ease on down. Ease on down the road. <Ta-da>. Come on, Dorothy. Don't you carry nothing that might be a load. Come on. Ease on down.